Welcome to the Tech Today podcast. It's your host, John Maietta. Happy Easter Sunday. So I was just looking through some of the technology stocks that I track. And so there's Adobe, here's the chart. They're at an all-time high. A lot of guys I know love the company. I don't. A lot of guys I know think the company's run well. I don't. I think it's an operational mess. And so I was just poking around revenue and some of the recent language around Adobe's November 1st price increase for Creative Cloud. So if you look at the recent release on Creative Cloud price increases, and you back out that 10% price increase from Adobe's first quarter fiscal 2024 results, growth in Creative Cloud is anemic. Right, so Creative Cloud, the reported growth was 11%. The price increase was 10%. You back out the increase as 1%. That's a big deal because Creative Cloud is roughly 60% of Adobe's revenue, 59% in the most recent quarter, 60% in fiscal 2023. So the core business isn't growing subscribers or revenue, X price increases. Right? It's a flat business. So what's to get excited about there? How does a stock trade near an all-time high when the core business isn't growing? And admittedly, I don't have the exact price increase language for the prior fiscal year. Off the top of my head, I did some looking around. I couldn't find it. But off the top of my head, I think it was 10%, which was the same price increase that went into effect on November 1st of 2023. And I included the link for that language if you want to look at it yourself. But what you'll find is exactly what I wrote here in the spreadsheet on the left. Creative Cloud annual bill monthly up 10%, month-to-month subscription up 10%, and then the annual prepaid up 10%. So what is to get excited about? You tell me. And as far as Gen AI is concerned with Adobe, from my perspective, even if you see Gen AI help with attach rates a little bit over time, and if it helps with revenue upsells over time on the subscription business, I don't think you give much credit to Adobe for those attach rates. All of the IP really is accruing to the chip companies and the LLM companies. So NVIDIA with its chips, Grok with its chips, Google, of course, with its TPUs, builds its own chips, uses NVIDIA as well. Google doesn't resell its own chips. They're proprietary to Google Cloud. But the innovation is happening. The Gen AI innovation is happening at the chip level. And then it's also happening at the LLM level with companies like OpenAI, companies like Mistral, companies like Google. Microsoft isn't innovating in the chip space. Microsoft isn't innovating in the LLM space. Adobe's not innovating in the chip space. Adobe's not innovating in the LLM space. Adobe is built on top of Azure. Azure is built on top of OpenAI's LLMs. OpenAI's LLMs are built on top of NVIDIA's chips. It's the chip and it's the inference function in the LLM that's where the IP innovation is happening. That's all for now. I'll see you next time.